姐妹一起来参加晚上的布道聚会。
We welcome our friends and brothers and sisters to attend this evening's service.
愿主耶稣的平安，主的喜乐与你同在。
May the peace of the Lord and the joy of the Lord be with you always.
现在我们要来聚会。
Now we're going to start the service.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
May Lord Jesus Christ command this evening service.
晚上是409首。
Please sing hymn 409. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，今天晚上我们能够聚集在一起来查考你的话语。
Lord, we thank thee for getting us together here to study thy words.
你的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Thy words are the light of foot, guiding our footsteps.
主啊，要借着你的话，让我们知道我们要怎么做才能够得救。
We learn from thy words, we understand, understand what's the way to a salvation.
求主耶稣，你的圣灵运行在我们当中，打开我们的心，能够明白这个奥秘。
May the Spirit of the Lord move on us and open our hearts so we can understand this mystery.
让我们看到得救的正路，给我们勇气能够走在上面。
So we know what is the correct way of salvation.
让我们能够在你的国里面，能够与你亲近。
So we can draw near thee in thy kingdom.
主啊，你是荣耀的神。
Thou art the glorious God.
求主你与我们同在。
Once again, may the Lord be with us.
带领我们的聚会。
Guiding our services.
显出你的荣耀。
And also in order to glorify thy name.
主耶稣，愿一切的颂赞都归于你的圣名。
May all the praises be given to thy holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们要先请圣和系的唱诗班来献诗。
First of all, I would like to call upon the choir of the St. Jose Church to present.
那我们再请布提传道来证道。
And next, I would like to call upon Pastor Vuti to testify.
God loves the world so much, He sent His Son to save us. Even when we were still sinners, Christ died for us on the cross. We had all sinned, but yet God refuses to turn His back on us. He is always there, waiting for us to repent and turn to His side. He is always ready to forgive, for He is merciful even as He is just. And by sacrificing His own Son, He has given us the chance to receive eternal life from Him, only if we truly believe in Him. The first hymn that Sunday Choir would like to present is For God So Loved the World.
神是如此的爱世界，他差遣他的儿子来救我们，甚至当我们还是罪人的时候，基督已为我们死在十字架上。我们都得罪了神，但神仍旧拒绝背对我们，他总在那里等待着我们，希望我们悔改回到他的身旁。虽然他是公义的神，但他也是慈爱的神，他随时准备原谅我们。借着牺牲了他的独生子，他给了我们机会去承受从他而来的永生。只要我们真的相信他，我们向献上的第一首诗就是神爱世人。
Christ came a sacrifice that whosoever believes.
By sending his son into the world, Christ was sacrificed for us. He walked on earth, preaching repentance to all, and died on the cross for our sins. We all should have perished for our sins, but through his love, his precious blood has cleansed us all, and has given us a new, clean slate to work with. For this sacrifice, we thank and praise him. The next hymn that SNLC Choir would like to present is Lamb of God.
借着差遣他的儿子来到世上，基督为我们牺牲了。他在世上到处行走，传扬着悔改的讯息给众人，然后为我们的罪死在十字架上。我们因着我们自己的罪应该被毁灭，但借着神的爱和他的宝血洗净了我们的罪，并赐予我们新白袍，让我们为他工作。因为他的牺牲，我们感谢赞美他。下一首圣何西斯班将要献上神的羔羊。
Wash me in. Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify for the Lord.
奉主的圣名为正道做见证。
First, I'd like to personally thank God I can be here to share the wonderful word of God with all of you.
感谢神让我有这个机会跟各位来分享神奇妙的话语。
I live in America about 27 years now.
在美国已经生活了差不多27年。
Actually, for many years, sometimes I forget how blessed we are that we can live in this country.
很多时候我们已经忘了生活在美国是如何的福气。
I went to Ghana, Africa about over a month ago.
一个多月以前我到非洲的加纳去工作。
And I spent over 30 days over there.
我在那儿差不多待了30天。
And we can see many people in Ghana, Africa, they live a very poor life.
我发现到在加拿大很多的人生活在贫困中。
So every time I tell them I'm come from America, their eyes open up very wide.
每当我告诉他们我是从美国来的时候，他们的眼睛都张得很大。
Because all their life, they always thought that America is just like heaven.
在他们的脑海里面，美国就好像天堂一样。
So every single one of them, they want to come to America.
几乎每个人都希望到美国来。
Because when they think, when they come to America, every problem that they have,in Ghana would be resolved in this country.
他们认为说到了在美国任何他们在自己国家所发生的事情都不会发生，而且都能够得到解决。
Then I tell them, do you know in America every single year 30,000 people kill themselves?
可是跟他们说，我说你知道吗，在美国每一年有30,000人自杀。
90% the reason why people kill themselves because of major depression.
大部分人90%的人会自杀，就是因为这个精神忧郁。
And I tell them actually their hope should not be in America.
所以我跟他们说，他们不要把希望寄放在美国。
But their hope should be in the heavenly kingdom.
他们的希望是应该寄放在天国。
Because every single one of us who are sitting here tonight, we know America is a great country.
当然，在座的各位都知道，美国是一个很了不起的国家。
Even though America is a great country, but it's far from being like heaven. It's far from being like heaven.
虽然美国是个很好的国家，可是距离天国的标准还是很远。
Why in America people still get sick?
在美国的人仍然会生病。
People still very sad.
在生活在美国的人也一样会悲伤。
So that's why every single year many of them kill themselves.
就是为什么在美国几乎每一年都有那么多的人自杀。
But in the heavenly kingdom there's no more sorrow.
可是在天国里面就再没有忧愁。
In the heavenly kingdom there's no more pain.
在天国里面再没有痛苦。
Because during that time we will be with our Lord Jesus Christ forever.
因为那个时候我们就与主耶稣永远的同在。
So tonight I would like to share with you, blessed are those who do the will of God.
这就是今晚我要跟各位学习的。那么遵神旨意的人有福了。
I think the reason many of us are here tonight because we want to know the way that we can reach to the heavenly place.
我想在座的各位今天晚上都希望知道说如何能够到天国去。
But at the same time, our Lord Jesus Christ said, many are called, but few are chosen.
可是主耶稣告诉我们说蒙召的人多，选上的少。
Why? Because even though many people are Christian,
虽然世上有很多的基督徒
but many people do not do the will of God.
可是他们却没有照着神的旨意，照着神的方法去做。
Let's turn the book of Matthew.
让我们参考一下马太福音书。
The book of Matthew, chapter 7.
马太福音书第七章。
The book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 and 23.
马太福音书第七章21节到23节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
马太福音书第七章21节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. Verse 22.
22节。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name. Verse 23.
23节.
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
21节, 凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能啊。我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
So then it's time our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciple, not everyone that call me Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣跟这些门徒说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。
But he said many in that day.
他说啊，在当日，在当时会有很多人。
Actually, that day is the day of the judgment.
那就是在审判之日。
Say many in that day will say to him, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name?
所以当那日，那日就审判之日，必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊。
Have we not cast out demons in your name?
我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗？
Have we not prophesied, perform many miracles under your name?
我们不是奉你的名行许多异能吗？
But in that day, our Lord Jesus Christ will tell them.
可是在那日，主耶稣基督也要明明地告诉他们。
I never knew you. Depart from me, you practice lawlessness.
我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
You can see on the end days, all these people, they also are Christian.
那么这些在审判之日的人都是基督徒。
They prophesied in the name of Jesus.
他们奉耶稣的名这个传道。
They cast out demon in the name of Jesus.
他们甚至奉耶稣的名赶鬼。
They perform many miracles and signs in the name of Jesus.
他们奉耶稣的名行了很多的异能。
But during that time, Jesus tell them he do not know them.
可是在那日，耶稣却告诉他们说，我不认识你们。
Why? Because they do not do the will of the Father.
为什么？因为他们没有遵照神主耶稣的旨意去做。
So that's why religion is very dangerous.
所以这是非常非常的危险。
Just think about the terrorists who build the strap bombs on their body and go into a crowded place and blow themselves up.
就像那些这个身藏炸弹为了某一种的信仰来把杀了杀掉自己的生命。
Why do they have the courage to do this?
那么这些人为什么有这样的勇气呢？
Because they believe when they die, there's 70 virgins waiting for them in heaven.
这些人相信说，他们死了以后就能进到所谓的天国去。
So for them to die is nothing.
所以他们来这死不是什么一回事。
But of course, it's true that 70 virgins up in heaven is waiting for them. Is it true?
那么这是真的吗？
Actually, Christianity is no different.
对基督徒来讲也是一样的。
Because why? Because many people in this world do not understand or know God's will.
因为在世界上有很多人还不明白神的旨意。
Some people say, if you come, believe Jesus in your heart and confess with your mouth that He's the Savior, you will be saved.
很多人传这样的道理，说你心里相信，口里承认，就已经得救了。
Actually, this is true.
这个话说的不错。
But it's not the complete truth.
可是不是全备的真理。
Yes, we need to believe that Jesus is the Savior.
不错，我们要相信耶稣基督是救主。
But believing in itself cannot save us.
单单相信耶稣是救主，却不能使我们得救。
But we need to do the will of the Father.
可是我们要遵行天父的旨意。
That's why many many people in Ghana they love to come to America.
就好像很多加纳人希望到美国来。
Actually, many people promise them maybe someday they can bring them to America.
他们甚至也认为说我们可以把他们带到美国来。
But of course, even though they believe those people can bring them to America.
他们甚至相信会有人把他们带到美国来。
But many of them, they still live in Africa.
可是他们至今还活在非洲。
Why? Even though they can believe inside their heart.
他们心里还是有这样的这个信念。
But it doesn't mean whatever they believe can come true.
可是他们这样如此的相信就会成为事实吗？
For example, everyone of you drive a car here tonight.
各位都今晚上都是开车子来这里。
And I can tell you, every single car out there, I want to pay $1 million to you.
如果说我付给每一辆车子100,000。
I want to buy every single one of your car, each one of them will give $1 million.
我付给在座的每一位每一辆车子100,000元。
I think many of you would be very excited to hear this.
我想大家听这个话都会非常的兴奋。
But I tell you only one condition.
可是有一个条件。
I pay you the money when you die.
可是当你死的时候我才把这个100,000付出去。
Actually, would you give me your car?
你会把这个车子给我吗？
Of course not.
当然你不会这样做。
Why? Because how would we, you know, when you die already, I give you the money.
我也不晓得，但你死的时候，我怎么知道你会把钱给我呢
？But many of us deceive by with our eternal life.
那
Many Christians tell us, right? If you come to church, believe in Jesus, you will go to heaven.
很多人会，很多基督徒告诉你说，你到教会来，相信耶稣，你就能到天国去。
And we all believe in this.
我们都是如此的相信。
But actually, we need to come back to the Bible.
可是我们必须要回到圣经上去。
What is the will of the Father?
那么天父的旨意究竟是什么？
How can we be saved?
那么我们如何能够得救呢？
Because not every single one of us called Jesus Lord, Lord can enter the kingdom of heaven.
不是每个人喊着主啊主啊就能进神的国。
But those who do the will of the Father.
只有那个遵行天父旨意的人才能进
去。So what is the will of that Father?
那么天父的旨意究竟是什么呢？
Let's turn to the book of John.
我们看约翰福音书。
The book of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音书第三章
verse 4 to verse 6.
第四节到第六节。
John chapter 3, verse 4 to verse 6.
约翰福音书第三章第四节到第六节。
Verse 4.
第四节。约翰福音书第三章第四节。Thank you.
Thank you. Verse 4.
第四节。
Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Verse 5.
第五节。
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 6.
第六节。
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能进神的国。尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So during this time, Nicodemus, a ruler of Jew, came to ask Jesus some questions.
当时这个法利赛人也是个犹太人的官来见这个主耶稣。
And Jesus said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣回答他说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
During that time, Nicodemus, he did not understand.
在这个时候，尼哥底母不明白耶稣说的这句话。
So that's why he asked Jesus, How can a man be born again when he is old?
所以他问耶稣说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
Can he enter the second time to his mother's womb?
他能再进母腹生出来吗？
But Jesus said to him,
但是耶稣对他说
Most assuredly I say to you,
我实实在在地告诉你
Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he could not enter the kingdom.
人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国。
Actually, during that time, Jesus told Nicodemus very plainly,
在这个时候在这里耶稣基督非常清楚的很简单的很清楚的跟他说
Unless you are born of water and Spirit,
你如果不是从水和圣灵生的
You could not enter the kingdom of heaven.
就不能进到神的国。
So what does it mean to be born of water?
那么从水生是什么意思呢？
Let's turn the book of Mark.
我们看一下参考一下马可福音书。
Mark chapter 16 verse 15 and 16.
马可福音书第 chapter
16. Mark chapter 16.
马可福音书第16章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音书16章
verse 15.
15节。
And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16.
16节。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved.But he who does not believe will be condemned.
十五节，他对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。”
So what does it mean to be born of water?
那么从水生的意思是究竟是什么呢？
During the time before Jesus ascended to heaven,
当耶稣基督升回到天国之前
，He said to disciple, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
他吩咐门徒说：“你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。”
Say, "He who believes is baptized will be saved."
信而受洗的必然得救。
But he who does not believe will be condemned.
不信的必被定罪。
So if we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ,
所以我们相信耶稣。
We will believe every single word that he has said in the Bible.
我们相信圣经上所讲的每一句话。
And what he tells us to do, we need to be born again.
那么他告诉我们所说的，他吩咐我们就是要重生。
This means if every single one of us want to be saved,
所以一个人如果要得救的话
，we must believe.
我们必须相信。
And then we must be baptized.
我们也要接受洗礼。
Because if you believe in Jesus, you will be baptized.
如果你真正相信耶稣的话，你就会接受洗礼。
But if we do not believe in Jesus,
我们如果不相信耶稣的话
，then of course we will not be baptized.
当然我们就不会接受洗礼。
If we are not baptized, and then we'll be condemned.
如果我们不受洗的话，就必不信的就必被定罪。
And this is the true word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督所讲的真理。
Actually, many other Christians.
那么其他教派的基督徒
They always say, right, if you just believe in Jesus, you will be saved.
他会告诉你说，你只要信耶稣就得救了。
That's why every time they have a crusade.
啊，所以他们每一次，他们都有这个传福音的，他们都有这个布道。
They would call many people to come up front.
啊，他们就在布道会里面啊，就请了很多人来。
And then the preacher just raised his hand.
啊，这个牧师就把手举起来。
He said, "Believe Jesus inside your heart."
啊，那么在你的心里面相信耶稣。
Confess with your mouth.
啊，那然后你口里承认。
And then you will be safe.
那么你就已经得救。
So during that time, many people did this, and then he said, "You are all safe."
啊，那么很多人就这样子的，在这个口里来承认的话，就已经得救了。
Actually, I believe, I hoped, I want this to be true.
啊，我真是希望啊，如此行是能是真的。
If only believing we are saved, then it's very easy to preach the gospel.
如果我们只要相信就能得救的话，那传福音是太容易了。
Because I want everybody to be saved.
因为我希望每个人都能得救。
I have over 30 family members.
啊，我在我的家里，在我自己的这家族里面，差不多有30个人。
Especially my Cambodian father, he's over 85 years old now.
尤其是我啊，柬埔寨，就是我的生父，现在已经85岁了。
And he does not believe in Jesus Christ.
他到现在还不接受耶稣。
And the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, he has been very sick.
啊，在前在过去的4个星期里面，啊，他病得很厉害。
I hope that when he die, he also can go to heaven.
我当然希望在他离世以后也能到天国去。
But if he only believes and he's saved, then my heart would be very joyful.
啊，如果他只是相信就能得救的话，当然我的心里会非常的喜乐。
Why for the last 8 years, right? My knee's been it has been very painful. Why I've been praying for him?
在过去的8年里面。啊，我的这个膝盖非常的疼痛，因为我不断的为他祷告。
Because I hope that someday he will come to True Jesus Church also to be baptized.
我真是希望有一天他能够到真教会来接受洗礼。
For him to believe in Jesus is not a hard thing to do.
啊，对他来说，实际上对他来讲，信耶稣并不是那么的困难。
Tomorrow morning I just give him a call.
啊，说我如果明天早上打个电话给他。
I say, Father, believe that Jesus is Savior.
啊，我如果跟他讲说，父亲，你只要相信耶稣，接受耶稣就能得救。
My father, he will do it. He will follow what I say to him.
我父亲只要重复我所说的话，他就能得救了。
But actually, according to the Bible, it's not like this.
可是我们如果回到圣经上，
就不是如此。Those who believe must be baptized.
啊，那么信而受洗。
For example, I tell you, this whole building is gonna fall down on our heads.
啊，我如果告诉你说啊，这个房子啊就会垮下来了。
And many of you say you believe. Yes, you believe.
如果你相信我所说的。
But at the same time, you're still sitting there, right?Even though you believe, but you're still sitting inside the chapel.
你虽然相信我所说的，可是你却坐在这个会堂里面。
But if you really believe what I said, you would go outside that door and go out to the parking lot.
你如果真的相信我所说的，这个屋顶会塌下来，你会马上跑出去。
Actually, the same thing when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
同样的，我们相信耶稣也是如此的
心态。If we truly believe in Him,
我们如果真正相信他
，we must do what He says.
我们要照他的旨意去行。
And what He tells us, we must be born again.
那么就如他告诉我们说，我们要重生。
This means we must be baptized.
所以我们必须要接受洗礼。
And what about his disciple?
啊，那啊。
What about his disciple?
那么门徒是怎么样的
？Do they believe that? Do they think that only you believe you'll be saved?
啊，那么门徒是怎样的心态呢？他们是不是只有相信就能得救呢
？We know Peter and Paul are the two greatest apostles during the time of the apostle age.
我们知道在使徒的时代，保罗跟彼得是两个很重要的工人。
This is in Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
啊，在啊《使徒行传》第二章38节里面。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
使徒行传第二章38节
verse 38
第二章38节
Then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗叫你们的罪得赦就必领受所赐的圣灵。
After Peter and the apostle received the Holy Spirit,
啊，当啊这个彼得和其他的门徒得到圣灵以后
，then he stood up and preached a very powerful sermon.
啊，他们就站起来啊，这个讲那个非常有力的这个道。
So during that time, many people they were cut to the heart.
啊，很多人的啊这个就非常的扎心。
So they asked Peter.
所以他就问这个彼得
，What shall we do to be saved?
啊，弟兄们，我们当怎样行才能得救呢
？Peter responded to them.
彼得对他们说
Repent and let every one of you be baptized.
你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
Because he knows without baptism, their sin cannot be washed away.
啊，如果没有经过洗礼的话，一个人的罪就不能得赦。
What about Paul?
那么保罗又是如何呢
?What does Paul say concerning baptism?
啊，那么保罗又如何看待这个洗礼呢
?Let's go to the book of Titus chapter 3.
我们看提多书。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
我们看提多书。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
第三章第五节。
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Actually, Paul also stated the importance to be baptized and also receive the Holy Spirit.
保罗在这边也同样的再一次的强调这个重生的喜和圣灵的更新这二者的重要性。
Because he said, not by works of righteousness which we have done.
正如他所说的，并不是因为我们所行的义。
But according to his mercy, he saved us.
乃是照他的怜悯，我们才能得救。
Through the washing of regeneration.
也就是经过重生的洗
and through of the renewing the Holy Spirit
以及圣灵的更新
so Jesus tells us we need to be baptized
所以主耶稣基督吩咐我们说我们要接受洗礼
and his apostle Peter tells us we need to be baptized
那么使徒保罗也这么说
and Paul also need to tell us we need to be baptized
使徒彼得告诉我们说连保罗也这么说
so this means if we want to be saved
所以我们如果真正要得救的话
we must be baptized
就必须要接受洗礼
because without baptism our sins cannot be cleansed
如果没有经过洗礼的话我们的罪就不能得赦
So why do we need a sin to be cleansed away?
那么我们的罪为什么要能够得赦？为什么我们的罪要得以洗净呢
？Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 3.
我们看一下罗马书的第三章。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书第三章二十三节。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Actually, the reason we need to be baptized is because we need to wash our sin away.
我们要接受洗礼，就是因为要使我们的罪得赦，使我们的罪得以洗净。
Because God already proclaimed that all have sinned and fall short of His.
因为是，这就像我们刚刚读的，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Maybe some of us said, "I never killed anyone before."
我们或许会说，我从来没有杀过人。
I never steal from anyone.
我也没有做偷窃的事情。
Why do the Bible say that I'm a sinner?
为什么圣经上还是说我是个罪人呢
？Actually, when the Bible say all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, it means from the beginning of Adam and Eve.
实际上圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，这实际上就是从最开始的时候亚当跟夏娃来的。
Actually, in the beginning, God created man in His own likeness, His own image.
在开始的时候，神照他的形象创造人类。
And after Adam and Eve sinned against God, and then the likeness and the image of God no longer was in human being.
可是当亚当夏娃犯罪以后，神的形象就不在他们里面了。
Why? Because during the time sin has come into the world.
因为神就因为罪就来到世间。
So during the time God departed from human being.
那么神就离开了人。
But God loved us so much.
可是因为神爱我们。
He sent His only Son to die for us on the cross.
那么他把差遣独生子来为我们死在十字架上。
And on the cross, He shed His blood for us.
在十字架上他流出宝血。
So when we are baptized,
所以当我们在接受洗礼的时候
we put on our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么我们把担子放在耶稣的身上。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God.
那么主耶稣基督就是看不见神的形象。的本体。
So when we put on our Lord Jesus Christ,
所以当我们披戴主耶稣基督以后
this means again in front of God, we can become righteous.
所以我们披戴主耶稣基督以后我们在神的面前就称义了。
So that's why every single one of us who sit here tonight,
所以今天我们在座的每一位
if we are not baptized, our sins has not been washed away.
我们如果还没有接受洗礼的话我们的罪就没有得赦。
If our sin has not been washed away, this means we have no hope for eternal life.
我们如果罪没有得赦的话，我们对永生就没有盼望。
Because the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价就是死。
Because all of us need to be washed by the blood of Christ.
这就是我们每一个人都要被耶稣的宝血所洗净。
But what is the method of baptism?
那么这个洗礼的方法又是如何呢
？Actually, let's turn the book of Acts.
我们参考一下《使徒行传》。
Let's turn the book of Matthew.
我们看一下《马太福音书》。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音书二十八章
28 verse 19
十九节
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19
马太福音书二十八章十九节
Go therefore and make disciple of all the nation baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
So during this time our Lord Jesus Christ commanded his disciples
在这里主耶稣基督吩咐门徒
He said go therefore and make disciples of all the nations
你们要去使万民做我的门徒
baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
Actually we have to carefully look at this verse.
我们要非常仔细的来看这一段圣经。
Because many Christians they baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
今天有很多的基督徒也是这样奉父子圣灵的名给人施洗。
But actually, they do not baptize in the name.
可是他们却没有真正奉这个名来受洗。
You can
奉父子圣灵的名来施洗。
There's three titles here: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
这里面所谓的父子和圣灵。
But if we look at the name.The name is only one name.
他们只有一个名。
So we baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We need to find out what is the name of the Father, what is the name of the Son, what is the name of the Holy Spirit.
那么我们既然奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，我们就要找出来父的名是什么，子的名是什么，圣灵的名又是什么。
Because Father is not a name.
父并不是一个名字。
Son is not a name.
子也不是名。
Holy Spirit is not a name.
圣灵也不是名。
So what is the name of the Father?
那么父的名究竟是什么呢？
Actually, maybe some of us have been worshiping God for many years.
也许我们已经信主多年了。
But all this year, we never know what is our Father's name.
也许在过去的岁月里面，我们还不知道父的名是什么。
Can you imagine if I have a son who is 20 years old?
就比如说你有一个儿子已经20岁了。
And people ask him, hey, what is your father's name?
如果别人问他说你父亲的名字是什么？
And he said, my father's name is father.
他说我父亲的名就是父亲。
Right?Can you accept this a 20-year-old adult male, right?
你能够接受这个20岁的年轻人所说的话吗？
For 20 years, he does not know his father's name.
在过去的20年里面，他不知道他父亲的名字是啥。
But we as Christians, sometimes even though we worship God for many years.
同样的，作为一个基督徒，也许我们一辈子信，我们一辈子信主。
But we do not know what is the father's name.
可是我们还不是不知道父的名是什么。
Actually, the Bible tells us the father's name.
圣经上很清楚告诉我们父的名是什么。
Let's turn the book of John chapter 17.
我们看约翰福音书第十七章。
John 17 verse 11.
第十一节。
John 17 11.
约翰福音书第十七章第十一节。
I am no longer in the world, and they themselves are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given to me.
从今以后我不在世上，他们就在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
I see John chapter 17 is a prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么约翰福音第七章就是约翰福音第十七章是主耶稣基督的祈祷。
So during that time, he say to God, Holy Father, keep them in your name.
在这里面，耶稣基督向天父祈求说：“圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们。
”The name which you have given to me.
也就是你所赐给我的名。
So for example, you do not know my father's name.
比如说你不知道我父亲的名是什么。
And I say to every single one of you.
我告诉你们每一位。
My father gave me his name to me.
我的父亲把他的名字赐给我了。
And my name is Vudi.
那我的名字就叫做武道。
So, what is my father's name?
那我父亲的名字是什么？
If my name is Vudi and he gave his name to me, so what my father's name?
如果我的名字是 Vudi, 那么我父亲的名，我父亲把这个名字赐给我，那么我父亲的名是什么呢？
I don't know if you guys know George Foreman.
你们知道
boxer, right? George Foreman is a boxer.
你们知道 George Foreman, 他是一个拳师。
I think he has six children.
他有六个孩子。
And they're all boys.
他们都是男的。
And all their names are George.
他们每一个孩子的名字都是乔治，都是 George.
So even though people do not know their father, if they see his son, right, they will know what the father's name is.
他们也许不知道父亲的名字，可是看他的孩子们都知道他的父亲叫什么名字。
So during that time, Jesus said, keep them in your name.
所以主耶稣基督这边讲的非常的清楚，你所赐给我的名。
The name which you have given to me.
也就是说你所赐给我的名字。
So what is the name of the Father?
那么父亲的名是什么呢？
The name of the Father is Jesus.
那么父的名就是耶稣。
Because Father is not a name.
因为父不是个名字。
Can you imagine you send your son to the bank?
就比如说你把你的儿子，把你送你的孩子到银行去。
And you say, son, go to the bank and take money under my name, your father's name.
也就是说，跟你孩子说，到银行去把我的名字名下的户头的钱提出来。
And your son goes to the bank.
那你的儿子到银行去。
And he say to the bank teller, I want to take money out of my father's name.
那么他跟银行的人说，我要奉我的名，父亲的名把钱拿出来。
And the teller say, what is your father's name?
那么这个银行的人员就问说，那你父亲名字叫什么？
He say, my father's name is father.
他说我的父亲的名就是父亲。
I'm sure the teller would throw him out of the bank, right?
啊，我想那银行的人会把他踢出去。
Because when the bank teller, what is your father's name? You got to give him the name of the father.
银行里的这个出纳员问他说你父亲的名是什么？他只是说我的父亲的名就是叫父亲。
That's why if you go to John chapter 17 verse 6.
啊，你如果在我们再看一下约翰福音书第十七章
verse 6.
第六节。
I have manifest your name to the man whom you have given to me.
你从世上赐给我的人，我已经将你的名显明与他们。
So during the time our Lord Jesus Christ said, I have manifested to your name.
啊，就像主耶稣基督说，我已经将你的名显明与他们。
And the Father said He's given the name to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么父又把啊、求你呃，父亲又因你所赐给我的名来保守他们。
So the name of our Father is Jesus.
所以父的名就是耶稣。
That's why I do not think when we worship God for many years that we can understand His will.
啊，所以我们啊不要自以为说信了耶稣很多年，我们就非常清楚他的旨意。
Because worshiping God and doing His will is two different things.
啊，信神、相信神跟行他的旨意是两码子事。
For example, I love President Bush.
啊，比如说我非常啊，我很喜欢这个布希总统。
So every single morning when I get up, I pray to President Bush. President Bush, I love you, I love you.
啊，每天早上我都非常的说这些赞扬的话，我很喜欢你，总统先生。
At night time before I go to bed, I also pray to President Bush. President Bush, I love you, I love you.
那么在晚上的时候，我也向这个总统来祷告说，哎，我很爱你。
And I did this for 5 years.
啊，我这样做了五年。
Then one day I decide to go to the White House.
有一天我就要到白宫去。
And then I will go to the front door. I say, my name is Woody.
啊，那么我就到了这个白宫的面前说，我的名字叫吴道。
I want to see President Bush.
啊，我要见布希总统。
What would the bodyguard try? They would kick me out.
啊，那个所谓的他会怎么做？他一定会把我撵走。
Why? Because it's not important if I know President Bush or not. It's important if President Bush knows me or not.
啊，那么重要的是总统是不是认识我？
So the same thing when we worship in God.
同样的，我们在信神的过程当中
，We need to know His name.
我们要知道他的名字，没错。
And the Heavenly Father's name is Jesus.
那么天父的名字就是耶稣。
And every one of us know the Son's name.
啊，那么每个人也知道子的名是什么。
The Son's name is Jesus.
啊，子的名就是耶稣。
But what is the name of the Holy Spirit?
那么圣灵的名又是什么呢
？What is the name of the Holy Spirit?
啊，我再问一次，圣灵的名是什么
？Let's turn to John chapter 14.
我们看约翰福音书第十四章。
John 14 verse 23.
约翰福音书第十四章二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，车身挨进耶稣的怀里。
So this time, our Lord Jesus Christ talking about the Holy Spirit.
啊，在这里面耶稣。
John chapter 14. Yes, John chapter 14 verse 23.
哦，第二十三节，约翰福音十四章二十三节。Yes.
It says here, if anyone loves me,
十四章二十三节，人若爱我
，he will keep my word,
就必遵守我的道
，and my father will love him,
我父也必爱他
，and we will come to him and make our home with him,
并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
So the we is the father.
那么这里面我们指的就是
we is the son.
啊，我们就是指。
So the name the father is also Jesus.
所以父的名和子的名就是耶稣。
And the name of the Son is Jesus.
那么子的名既然是耶稣。
And the name of the Holy Spirit is also Jesus.
当然圣灵的名也是耶稣。
That's why in verse 26.
所以二十六节这么讲。
John chapter 14 verse 26.
约翰福音书第十四章二十六节。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things.
但保惠师就是因我父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们。
Jesus said here, the Helper, the Holy Spirit,
这边耶稣基督提到说，保惠师就是圣灵
，whom the Father will send in my name，
也就是父因我的名所要差来的。
The name of our Lord Jesus is Jesus。
啊，那么耶稣的名就是耶稣。
So that's why when we baptize a person，
所以当我们给人家施洗的时候
，we have to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit。
啊，我们要奉父子圣灵的名施洗。
And the name of those three。Is Jesus.
那么父子圣灵的名就是耶稣。
So if you go to get baptized,
啊，所以我们要去接受洗礼的时候
，if you baptize in the name the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you baptize in no name.
啊，你如果只是奉父子圣灵的施洗，你没有真正奉一个名来接受洗礼。
Why? Because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit they are not names.
就像刚刚我所说的，父子和圣灵都不是名字。
But Jesus is the name of all three.
但是耶稣。就是父子圣灵的名。
That's why during the time of apostle.
所以当在这个使徒的时代
，Every single person they when they baptize them in the name of Jesus。
每一个人都是奉耶稣基督的名接受洗礼。
After they receive the Holy Spirit，
当他们接受圣灵以后
，They have the discernment to know that the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit is Jesus。
他们都非常的清楚，在心内知道说父子圣灵的名就是耶稣。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38。
使徒行传二章三十八节。
Verse 38。
使徒行传二章三十八节。
Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ."
彼得说：“你们个人悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
In the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19.
就刚刚我们读的马太福音书二十八章十九节。
During the time when Jesus told his disciple to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
那么耶稣基督要门徒奉父子圣灵的名给人施洗。
I'm sure that Peter was one of them who's listening to Jesus' message during that time.
我非常确定，在那时候彼得非常的注意耶稣所说的这句话。
And why didn't Peter baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
那么彼得为什么不只是奉以父子圣灵的名施洗呢？
Actually, he did baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
他的确是奉父子圣灵的名施洗。
Because he knows that name is Jesus Christ.
因为他知道这个名就是耶稣。
And also turn to Acts chapter 10 verse 48.
在使徒行传十章。
Acts chapter 10 verse 48.
第十章四十八节。
Verse 48.
四十八节。
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
第十章四十八节。
10 verse 48.
四十八节。就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。
So after Cornelius' household had received the word of God.
当哥林流全家接受了主耶稣基督以后。
Even though Cornelius is a good person.
哥林流是一个义人。
And his prayer reached all the way to God.
那么他的祷告已经达到神那里。
But during that time, Peter also commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
可是彼得奉耶稣的名为他们洗礼。
It's very clear in the Bible to tell us when we baptize a person, we need to baptize them in the name of Jesus.
这是在圣经上非常清楚的说明，我们要给一个人施洗，就必须要奉耶稣基督的名。
Let's also turn to the book of Romans.
我们再参考一下罗马书。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 3.
第三节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 3.
罗马书第六章第三节。
Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ, Jesus were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Romans chapter 6 verse 3 say, Do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ, Jesus were baptized into his death?
第三节刚刚我们读，岂不知我们受洗归入他的死我们这受洗归入耶稣基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
And then verse 4 said, Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death.
第四节，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。
So when we get baptized,
所以当我们接受洗礼的时候，
we baptize into Christ.
我们是归入基督。
Why? Because we baptize into his death.
因为我们是与他同死，一同埋葬。
So when we are baptized, we are buried with him.Through a baptism.
也就是我们借着受洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。
I think many of you have been to the cemetery before.
我想各位都有曾经到墓地去。
When you go to the cemetery, you ever see, you know, anyone, right? After they get buried, their arms sticking out, their legs sticking out.
我想我们都没有看到说那个被已经埋葬了的人他的手和脚伸出来。
Actually, when we bury a person, you bury it completely under the ground.
当我们埋葬人的时候我们都把他我们都把他们深埋。
That's why when they dig the ground, they dig it six, right? Six this way and six downward. Six by six.
所以在掘这个一个坟墓的时候掘这个坑的时候是六尺乘六尺。
Why? Because they want to make sure when you bury a person, you bury it completely in the ground.
所以当埋葬一个人的时候是要深埋。
Actually, when we baptize a person,
同样的，当我们为一个人施洗的时候
，because we baptize them into the death of Christ,
因为我们要受洗，什么受洗，归入基督的死。
So when we baptize a person, they also need to be full submerged underneath the water.
所以当一个人接受洗礼的时候，就必须要全身进入水里。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ when he got baptized.
就好像耶稣基督接受洗礼也是一
样。He said when he went into the water.
他进到水里去。
Then when he come out of the water.
可是当他从水里出来的时候
，If you're not completely under the water, you cannot say he come out of the water.
如果你不是进入水里的话，你不可能说从水里出来。
So according to the Bible.
所以根据圣经的教导
，We have to baptize in the name of Jesus.
我们要奉耶稣信奉耶稣基督圣名施洗。
And then the person who is getting baptized must be fully submerged underneath the water.
那么受洗者要全身进入水里。
Why? Because we are buried with Christ into His death.
为什么？因为我们与基督同埋葬。
But you can see many denominations when they baptize a person only sprinkle of water.
啊，有很多的教派在施行洗礼的时候是用点水。
And for example, the Salvation Army.
比如说救世军。
You know how they baptize a person?
你知道他们是怎么样给别人施洗吗
？They just have two flags, right?
他们用了两个这个交叉的旗。
Then they just run through the flags, and this is you get baptized.
你只要从旗下经过，就是接受洗礼了。
But of course, it sounds very nice.
看起来好像很好。
But it's not biblical.
可是这不是圣经的
教训。It's not according to God's will.
并不是照着神的旨意去做。
So that's why when we baptize a person.
所以当我们给别人施洗的时候
，they must be fully submerged in the under the water.
他要全身进入水里。
Let's also read verse 3. Roman chapter 6.
我们接着读罗马书第六章第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ, Jesus were baptized in His death? Verse 5.
第五节。
For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection.
我们接着受洗归入死和他一同埋葬。第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Actually, in verse 5.
事实上，第五节所说的。
Say, for if we have been united together, the likeness of His death.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合。
Actually, in verse 5 does not say in the likeness of His burial.
圣经上第五节并没有说在他这个埋葬的形状上与他联合。
So sometimes other Christians when they baptize a person, they baptize them like this backward.
我们看到很多的教派在给人施洗的时候那么是这个面向下，向后倒。
Why? Because they say they baptize like his death, like his burial.
因为他们照着耶稣基督被埋葬的样式来施洗。
Actually, in verse 5 say in the likeness of his death.
第五节讲得很清楚，是在他的死的形状上。
Not like the likeness of his burial.
不是他在被埋葬的形状上面。
So how did our Lord Jesus Christ die?
那么耶稣基督死的形状是如何呢
？Maybe many of us say Jesus Christ died on a cross like this.
很多人认为说耶稣基督是手伸开来被钉在十字架上。
Of course that can be true.
当然这或许是真的。
What did the Bible tell us how our Lord Jesus Christ died?
那么圣经上如何记载耶稣基督死的形状呢
？Let's turn to John chapter 19.
我们看约翰福音书。
John chapter 19 verse 30.
第十九章。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
三十节，耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
John chapter 19 verse 30 tells very clearly how our Lord Jesus Christ died.
耶稣基督，约翰福音书十九章三十节非常的清楚记载耶稣基督死的形状。
Say when our Lord Jesus Christ received the sour wine.
这边说耶稣尝了那醋。
He said it is finished.
就说成了。
Even though when he said it is finished, he did not die yet.
他说这句话，他说成了，还没有死。
But before he died, he bowed his head.
在他死的时候，他低下头。
He did this on purpose.
耶稣基督这么做是有个目的。
If he bowed his head after he died, and then he died, he did not do it on purpose.
但是耶稣基督如果死了才把头低下，那么就这个目的没有达到。
But before he died,
但是耶稣基督在死之前
he bowed his head.
他低下头。
Why? Because when our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, he take all the sin of the whole world.
耶稣在十字架上说把世人的罪都担在自己的身上。
So the sin is so heavy that his head has to bow down.
因为世人的罪是那么大的沉重，所以他不得不低下头。
Just like for us when we go in front of God.
就好像我们来到神的面前一样。
During our baptism, we asking God to forgive us.
我们在接受洗礼的时候，我们求主来饶恕我们的罪。
Every single one of us are sinners.
我们每一个人都是罪人。
So before we go in front of Almighty God, our head also must be bowed.
所以当我们来到全能的主之前的时候，我们的头必须要低下。
So that's why when we baptize a person.
所以当我们给别人施洗的时候
，we baptize them with their head down.
我们是给面向下的洗礼。
Why? Because we baptize in the likeness of our Lord Jesus.
因为我们是 在与主死的形状上与他联合。
So that's why it's very important for us to understand God's will.
所以我们要非常清楚地了解神的旨意是什么。
Actually, my father was a Christian for many years.
我的父亲曾经是基督徒多年。
Because he was baptized in a Catholic church for over 50 years.
我的养父是基督徒，那么他在这个天主教接受了多年的超过了半个世纪的洗礼。
Couple of years ago, he had cancer.
几年前他得了患了癌症。
And in my heart, I knew for sure that if he died at that time, he would not go to heaven.
在我的心里面，我非常的清楚，如果在那个时候他就离世的话，他肯定不能进天国。
But when I tried to share the word of God to my father,
可是当我把神的信息跟他来分享的时候
，My father always said to me, "Son, I'm not afraid to die."
他跟我说，儿子啊，我并不怕死。
Because during that time, his cancer already reached the end stage.
因为他那时候他的癌症已经到了末期。
The tumor is always already spread all his whole body.
那么他的这个瘤已经，他这个癌细胞已经散布到他的，已经扩散到全身去。
So during that time, the doctors told him he has only 3 to 4 weeks to live.
那时候医生已经跟他宣布，他只有3个星期到4个星期的生命。
So during that time, we tried to preach the gospel to him.
在那个时候，我们向他传福音，向他做见证。
We hope for him to come to get baptized according to the Bible.
我们希望他能够照着圣经上的指示来接受洗礼。
During that time, my wife and I were very sad.
那时候我和我的妻子都非常的难过。
Because during that time, my father was so stubborn.
那时候我的养父是那么样的固执。
Because he believed deep down in his heart, when he died, he would go to heaven.
在他心内，他自己认为说，他死了以后肯定能到天国去。
So one night, he was at home.
有一天晚上他在家。
Then the time he feel he's gonna die.
他感觉到自己快要死了。
He cannot breathe.
他不能呼吸。
Because the tumor already choking him everywhere.
因为他的癌症那么使他窒息。
Because when he thought he was gonna die, then he sat up on the edge of his bed.
那么他就坐起来。
Then the time he saw people showed up.
他就看见有人来了。
On the left hand side, he knew it was Satan.
他看见有两个人来，在左边是这个撒旦。
And the right hand side, he knew it was God.
在右手他知道，右边他知道是神。
So during this time, he thought he was going to go with God.
在那个时候，他觉得说他会跟神一起去。
But during that time, he see that Satan has control over his soul.
可是他感觉到神，他感觉到撒旦在控制他的灵魂。
So during that time, he say to God.
所以他就向神祈求。
I believe you all my life.
他说我一辈子信你。
I even got baptized when I was 9 years old.
我在9岁的时候接受洗礼。
Why you allow Satan to take my soul?
为什么你允许这个撒旦来把我的灵魂夺取
？During that time, God did not say anything to him.
那个时候神。这个沉默没有说话。
But during that time, many brothers and sisters prayed for him.
可是在同时有很多弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
So because of this, God's mercy was upon him.
也因为如此的祷告，那么神的怜悯临到他。
So during that time, God did not allow Satan to take his soul.
所以神不允许撒旦把他的灵魂夺取。
But he still refused and come to get baptized.
可是他还是不愿意接受洗礼。
And then he went to the hospital.
后来他到医院去。
And during that time, the doctor told Mr. Mantis, "We cannot do anything for you."
在那个时候，医生跟他说，马先生，我不能做什么事情。
You have only 7 weeks to live.
他说我无能为力那么你只有几个星期的生命。
So during that time, he continued to preach the gospel to my father.
也就是在那个时候，我们尽力的向我父亲传福音。
But he still refused to get baptized.
可是他还是拒绝接受洗礼。
And then one night,
有一天晚上。
In the hospital, he was screaming and yelling.
他在医院里面这个哀叫。
So my wife and I ran to his room during that time.
那么我和我的妻子到他的房间，叫病房去。
And I heard my father yelling, "Jesus, Jesus, please help me."
我父亲喊着说，耶稣，耶稣，主耶稣，主耶稣，救我。
Jesus, Jesus, please save me.
求主耶稣基督拯救我的生命。
Actually, during that time, I did not know what was going on.
在那时候我不知道发生了什么事。
So I kneeled down and prayed with him.
所以我就。跪下和他一起祷告。
About 20 minutes later,
20分钟以后
，My father says, "Son, son, I'm okay."
我父亲跟我说，儿子我现在好了。
So during the time, I asked my father.
所以我就问我父亲
，What happened? Why are you screaming for Jesus?
究竟发生了什么事？为什么你向耶稣基督呼叫
？He said, "During the time, Satan took his soul to hell."
在那个时候，他看到他感觉到这个撒旦把他的灵魂带到地狱去。
And when he was in hell, Satan.Stand right next to him.
在地狱里面，他看到撒旦站在他的身旁。
And he told us Satan is so ugly looking.
他看到这个撒旦的样子很丑陋。
And during that time, Satan was laughing at him.
在那时候，撒旦向他嘲笑。
And during that time, he said his soul was so tormented.
他觉得他的灵魂受到折磨。
And he suffered so much.
他感到非常的痛苦。
But at the same time, in the distance, he saw another group of people.
那么他在 在远距离又看到另外一群人。
And these people, they were singing hymns.
那这些人都在唱诗。
They were praising and worshiping God.
他们在这个赞美神。
And he told us that they seemed so joyful during that time.
他看到他们那时候这么样的喜乐。
So my father also wanted to go to the other side.
那我父亲也希望到他们那边去。
But during that time, you only see four or five people were in front of him.
可是在同时发现到他在他面前站了四五个人。
The minute he stepped forward.
那么他想要往前跨一步。
And then he see this thousand of people in front of him.
他突然就看见有几千人站在他面前。
And all these people, they also want to go to that side.
这些人都希望想要到那个光明的，想到那些喜乐的地方去。
But no matter what they did, they could not go to that side.
他们不管如何的努力都没有办法到另外一边去。
So this time, my father was yelling for Jesus.
这就是为什么在那时候我父亲向主耶稣呼叫。
He said, Jesus, I would do anything for you.
他说主耶稣基督希望主耶稣能为他做任何的事情。
He said, Jesus, please save my life.
他那时候喊要说主耶稣啊救我的命。
During that time, Jesus had mercy on him.
在那时候耶稣基督的怜悯临到他。
Because many brothers and sisters fasted and prayed for him during that time.
因为在那个时候也有很多弟兄姐妹们为他禁食祷告。
So he told me that he feel that God went into hell.And took his soul back to his body.
他也感觉到主耶稣基督神到灵魂里面到地狱里面把他的灵魂救出来。
And during that time, he wanted to be baptized.
在那个时候，他决定接受洗礼。
He said, "Son, I want to be baptized."
他跟我说，儿子啊，我要接受洗礼。
Of course, in Boston in January during that time was very cold.
我们知道在波士顿这个正月是非常的冷。
And I told him it's very cold outside.
我跟他说。外头很冷。
But if you want to be baptized, surely according to your faith, you're baptized.
当然，如果凭着你的信心，我们也会为你接受洗礼。
Because during that time, the doctor told him he only 2-3 weeks to live.
在那时候，医生跟他讲说，他只有两个星期到三个星期的生命。
But when we told my mother, my father want to be baptized.
可是当我们把这个我父亲要接受洗礼的消息跟我母亲说的时候
，My mother said, "Are you crazy?"
那么我的养母说你疯了吗
？If you put him into the cold water, he will surely die.
他说你要把他浸在冷水里面，他的的确确会死。
Of course, my mother is right.
当然我母亲的话是对的。
From a human perspective.
从人的观点来看是不错的。
But we know God can take care of him.
我们知道神会看顾他。
But during that time, because we did not want to give my mother a heart attack.
当然我们也不愿意使我们母亲是我的养母她的为难。
So we pray to God to preserve him until the summer.
所以我们向神祈求能够保守他的生命直到夏天。
So the doctor told him only 2-3 weeks to live.
所以虽然医生告诉他只有两三个星期的生命。
So January passed by.
那么一月份过去了。
February passed by.
二月份也过去了。
March passed by.
三月份过去了。
May passed by.
那么五月也过去了。
June passed by.
六月份过去了。
Then now July.
那么后来
For 6 months, my father is still alive.
那么六个月的期间，六个月过去了，我父亲还活着。
So on July 11th.
所以在7月11号。
Praise and thank God, it was a beautiful day.
那天是一个非常这个晴朗的日子。
And my father was baptized.
那我父亲接受洗礼。
And a month and a half later.
那么一个半月以后。
He was worshiping God in front of the chapel.
那他在会堂里面，他是在会堂里面来敬拜神。
And during the sermon, he saw glory's door open.
那他在这个他在聚会的时候那么看见这个天国的门开了。
And out of this door, our Lord Jesus Christ walking toward him.
那么他看见主耶稣基督向他走进来。
The first two times, Satan is the one that come to get him.
在过去的两次经验里面，是撒旦把他带去。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ came to get him.
在这一次的异象里面，他看到。
Why? Because after he baptized,
只有看见主耶稣基督向他显现。
In the name of Jesus,
因为他奉耶稣圣名。
Both immersion under the water.
那么接受全身入浸的洗礼。
With his head bowed.
那么面向下。
Then his sin has been washed away.
那么他的罪就被洗净了。
So Satan has no longer had part with him.
那么撒旦就不能对他掌权了。
So that's why only Jesus at the time came to get my father.
也就是因为如此，只有主耶稣基督向他显现。
And a week and a half later, my father passed away.
一个半星期以后，我的父亲离世。
Even though as a son, I feel very sad.
作为一个儿子，我感到非常的难过。
But actually, I'm more joyful than sad.
可是我感到非常的喜乐。
Why? Because he's in the heavenly place.
为什么？因为他已经在天国里面。
Why? Because God's grace and mercy was upon him.
因为神的怜悯、神的恩典临到他。
And allow him to be alive just for the day of his baptism.
那么神保守他的生命，使他能够接受洗礼。
So that's why, friends.
所以朋友们
If you want your sin to be washed away,
如果你希望你的罪得赦
You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus.
你要奉耶稣基督的名接受洗礼
And your baptism need to be full submerged.
那么你的洗礼的过程也必须要全身入浸
And also, your head need to be bowed.
那么 接受面向下。
And only then that your sin be washed away.
也只有如此，你的罪才能得赦。
And only when your sin is washed away.
也只有你的罪得赦以后。
Then you can have the hope of eternal life.
你才会有这个永生的盼望。
So may God help us.
愿主帮助我们。
May God open our heart to know His will.
愿神开我们的心窍，使我们能够明白他的旨意。
Let's all rise up and sing Him.
好，让我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him 41.
41首。
Sing him 41.
我们唱诗四十一首。
41.
四十一首。
From the burdens of sin, there's power in the blood, power in the blood.Would you enable a victory to win? This wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonderful power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonderful power in the precious blood of the Lamb.From your passion and pride, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to carry each time, there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonderful power in the blood of the Lamb.There is power, power, wonderful power in the presence of the
Lord. Last verse,
最后一节。
Would you do this in Jesus' name? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing?It's wonderful power in the blood. Wonderful power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonderful power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Thank God, please be seated.
好，感谢主，请坐。
What we share with you tonight is all according to the Bible.
今天晚上我们跟各位所分享的都是根据圣经所说的。
And what we have shared with you tonight is according to God's will.
今天我们所说的也是照着神的旨意。
So for us, if we want to have the hope of eternal life,
我们如果要有天国的盼望
，we must do everything according to God's will.
我们必须要完全遵照神的指示，圣经的指示去做。
So, but how do we know what we preaching is true?
那我们怎么知道我们所传的是真实的呢
？Actually, we need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
更很重要的是，我们要祈求圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
因为圣灵是这个是真理的灵。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth.
那么圣灵会指引我们来明白各样的真理。
So how should we pray?
那我们要如何祷告呢
？Actually, in Luke chapter 22, verse 41.
路加福音书二十二章十一节这么说。
During this time, our Lord Jesus Christ was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这个时候主耶稣基督在这个时候主耶稣基督在科西玛尼园祷告。
And verse 41 said, He was withdrawn from them about a stone throw. He kneeled down and prayed.
二十二节四十一节说，于是离开他们约有扔一块石头那么远，跪下祷告。
So during the time when our Lord Jesus Christ prayed, He kneeled down and prayed.
这个时候耶稣基督跪下祷告。
So for us, when we pray, we also kneel down.
所以我们祷告的时候也是跪下。
When we kneel down and pray, then we close our eyes and then put our hands together.
我们眼睛合起来，我们闭上眼睛，把手合起来。
And then before we pray,
那我们在祷告之前
，According to John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14.
根据约翰福音书14章的13节、14节。
Verse 13 said, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do."
约翰福音书的十三章14 14:13. 你们奉我的名无论求什么,
He said, whatever you ask in my name, that name is a name of Jesus.
你们奉我的名,
so that's why when before we pray, we say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
所以我们在祷告的时候, 同样的也是说,
of course, we can say anything in our We can say anything to our Lord.
当然我们可以向主耶稣祈求任何事情。
But in the book of Revelation chapter 19,
可是在启示录第19章这么说,
when John saw the saints were worshiping God,
当约翰看见天上的圣者在祷告的时候,
from verse 1 to verse 4 in chapter 19, he heard them keep repeating, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
在19章1节到4节里面, 约翰听见他们, 天上的群众大声地说, Hallelujah.
So that's why for those of us who do not have the Holy Spirit,
所以当我们还没有得到圣灵的时候,
because sometimes when we praise the Almighty God, we do not know what to say.
所以有时候我们向天上的向全能的神祷告的时候,
But God knows everything inside our heart.
但是神知道我们心的心思意念。
But the best word we can say to our God is Hallelujah.
所以我们向神说的最好的一句话就是
Hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
Hallelujah 就是赞美神。
So again, when we pray, we kneel down and pray.
我们祷告的时候我们跪下。
So we put our hands together and close our eyes.
我们手合起来, 眼睛闭上。
Let me say the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们开始说, 奉耶稣的名祷告。
Then for those of us who have the Holy Spirit, we will speak in tongues.
那么得到圣灵的人就会讲, 讲出灵言。
Because whoever have the Holy Spirit, they will utter in tongues.
那么有圣灵的人就会讲出灵言。
But those of us who do not have the Holy Spirit,
那些没有得到, 还没得到圣灵的时候, 圣灵的人,
we just repeat Hallelujah.
我们就可以不断地说, Hallelujah.
So for those of you that want to receive the Holy Spirit, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, please come up and pray with us.
各位愿意来求求圣灵, 愿意求圣灵充满的, 请到前面来。
And the ministers will help us to pray by laying hands on us.
那么这个圣职人员会帮助我们祷告, 为我们按手。
But when you come to pray, pray with a sincere heart.
我们来祷告的时候, 我们带着一颗虔诚的心来祷告。
Because God is in the midst of us tonight.
神与我们同在。
If we pray with a sincere heart, truly God will give us the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那么我们如果以一个敬虔的心来祷告, 神就会给我们赐给我们宝贵的圣灵。
So please come up and pray together.
请各位到前面一起来祷告。
And then when it's end, and then I'll ring the bell.
那么祷告结束以后我会按铃。